الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Hassan, Dr. Hassan Amin. Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or somewhere taking notes. And remember, Quran is the last revelation sent to mankind, warning to mankind, guidance to mankind, from the Lord Allah. Allah is A-L-L-A-H, the Lord and Creator of all that we see and all that we don't see. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic is, what is wrong with Islamic Sharia? You hear this word mentioned all the time, the Sharia, Sharia, S-H-A-R-I-A-H. And so, the question that I'm posing to my students, what is wrong with Islamic Sharia? They had numerous focus or preservations that the Sharia covers. And so I want to mention just a few of them. Necessities of our life as mankind or humankind. Quran, they have verses, some of the scholars say it has verses stresses the importance of faith, worship, and upholding Allah's commands. For example, in chapter 2, verse 208, it mentions, you who believe, enter perfectly in Islam. Also, many of the hadith are saying the proper Han, peace be upon him. And you all can listen to my previous classes or episodes pertaining to Islam, period. And hadith is saying the proper Han, peace be upon him, what he said, what he did, that kind of thing. And so hadith establishes prayer, pillars of Islam, warnings against corrupting and invocation in the religion. So it protects the religion of the individual. And also, I want to mention pertaining to this, as far as preservation is concerned, of the religion, what the Sharia does, and that is ensuring the protection of the fundamental beliefs of Islam and also its rituals and the ability of Muslims to uphold their religious obligations. This is considered one of the paramount objectives of the Sharia. And so, one thing that it preserves the deen or the religion of the Muslims or the individual. Also, preservation under the Sharia is that it preserves, according to some scholars, the nafs or the life of the individual. Why do I say that? Because Quran, it prohibits a prohibition of murder, suicide, emphasis on saving lives. For example, we it's mentioned in chapter 5, verse 32. That's chapter 5, verse 32. And it mentions in this particular verse, and hopefully you all attend to that and follow along with me. And that is that if anyone kills an individual, it will be as if he killed the whole of mankind or humankind. And if anyone saves a life, it will be as if he saved the life of the whole of humankind. And that's, again, you can find in chapter 5, verse 32, pertaining to the preservation Islam preserves human life. And of course, throughout the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is also mentioned respecting the sanctity of life. That the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his final sermon, and what he said in his final sermon, your lives and your properties are sacred. This was the last big sermon he said to thousands upon thousands of people when he made his Hajj, where it's one of the pillars of Islam. And then he said to the people and addressing the people, and he said a lot of things during this time. And then one of the things he said is that your lives and your properties are sacred. And so he mentioned there about the lives of the individual, preserving the life of the individual. Quran does the same thing when it prohibits suicide and murder of individuals. I want to further say, as far as the preservation of life under Sharia, it is safeguarding human life and promoting well-being, meaning ruling on self-defense, a prohibition of homicide, and emphasis on health are rooted in this principle when you talk about the preservation of life. So let's go to number 3, and that is the preservation of aql or intellect. And under the Sharia, you have verses in the Quran condemning intoxication, also seeking of knowledge, emphasizing reason and discernment. And then again, chapter 5, verse 90, and that again, that's chapter 5, turn to it please, verse 90, and follow along with me, where these verses condemning intoxication, as I mentioned before, seeking of knowledge, emphasizing reason and discernment, where it says, O you who believe, intoxicants and gambling are an abomination of Shaitan's handiwork. And so it emphasizing that we should not get involved in intoxication and gambling, although it may be good in both of these things, but evil outweighs all of that. And so we need to stay away from it. And of course, when a person drinks, it changes their aql, the AQL. It changes his intellect. Persons would take several drinks, and say things they would not normally say, do things they would not normally do, but because they're under the influence of alcohol, then it changing their thinking pattern and their behavior. And Islam condemns his drinking of alcohol, and also emphasizes the seeking of knowledge under the Sharia. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he mentioned seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim. And so again, under the Sharia, it mentions the importance of seeking knowledge, and that each individual, and I'm talking about what the Muslims do and don't do, what they can and cannot do. And so what is Islam, what is not Islam, and one of the things that is under Sharia, and it is a part of Islam, very important part of Islam, seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim. It's something that we should do or have to do as far as Muslims are concerned. Another aspect, when you're talking about preservation, your preservation of the intellect, and again, safeguarding our mental faculties and intellectual well-being, prohibitions on alcohol or alcohols, and a prioritization of the knowledge and education are related to the benefits of preserving the intellect. And so that's what the Sharia does. It preserves the intellect. It emphasizes the intellect. It prohibits drinking that's going to alter the intellect. Encourages seeking knowledge and seeking education. A fourth aspect of the Sharia part of preservation, some scholars say, and you can find this in chapter 4, verse 2. Again, chapter 4, verse 2. So please turn to that particular verse and follow along with me. And so Quran regulations on marriage, divorce, inheritance, and upholding family bonds. As it says in chapter 4, verse 2, and give to the orphans their properties, and do not substitute the defective of your own for the good of theirs. And I mentioned this matter of fact in a previous class about the importance of safeguarding and watching out for the orphans and not changing our bad items for their good items, or spending their money instead of our own money for our personal things that we're trying to do. And so this again, when you're talking about something that is important as far as lineage is concerned, it regulates marriage, it regulates divorce and inheritance, and uphold the family bond, the lineage. The preservation of lineage is very important in Islam and very important under the Sharia. The Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his way or his path, emphasizing marriage, emphasizing parental responsibility, also emphasizing the prohibition of adultery, zina, fornication, adultery. So emphasize prohibiting these things as far as preserving of the lineage. So there's another very important aspect of the Sharia to preserve that family bond, and also prohibit adultery and zina and other things done outside of marriage that you're supposed to only do inside of marriage. Another thing that the scholar said as far as preservation of the lineage is the protection of the family bond, as I mentioned before, upholding the parental roles, and emphasizing the sanctity of marriage, and regulation about a two family law and inheritance. All the things that I already mentioned to you is emphasized here for preserving the lineage of the family. And the last thing I want to mention as far as underneath the umbrella, if you will, of Sharia is also preserves, I mean, basically five things. Oh, this is my fifth thing. I mentioned four, so I'm going to mention the fifth thing about what the Sharia preserves, and that's the wealth, or mal, M-A-L, the other individual. And so it says in chapter 9, verse 34, again, chapter 9, verse 34, so you have the various verses in Quran that mandating zakat, that means pay a certain amount of your money to a charity, or give it, and to the more you make, the more that it takes, and that money that it takes, that it is used for those people that are in more and greater need than yourself. And forbidding unlawful acquisition of wealth, and encouraging a just economy practices, such as it says in Quran in chapter 9, verse 34, about preservation of wealth. And that is, O you who have believed, indeed, many of the scholars and the monks devour the wealth of people unjustly. And these are people that are in high places that most people respect. And alhamdulillah, Islam protects that from the people, from these people who are the scholars, the people who are the monks, are the leaders, and those kind of people, that they don't devour the wealth of the people unjustly. They look out for the people, look after the people, provide for the people, fight for the rights of the people, that they're going to be treated correctly. And so the Sharia preserves that. Again, so Allah says, O you who have believed, indeed many of the scholars and the monks devour the wealth of people unjustly. And it's also emphasized as far as the preservation of wealth, and that is protecting the property rights, fostering economic justice, and encouraging responsible ownership. So we in rules relating to zakat, meaning almsgiving, fair trade, and upholding contracts fulfill this is crucial objective. So I just wanted to mention these things to you all pertaining to the Sharia. And it covers those five things that I mentioned as far as preservation. Now the thing is, do y'all remember the five things that I mentioned? So let me just say, and you go over in your mind what I said, or listen to this particular episode again. And number one, preservation, and that is preservation of the religion. So that's one thing that the Sharia preserves, and it also preserves, number two, preservation of life. And then you have number three, which is the preservation of aql, or intellect, of the individual. And then we will go to number four, and I know you all remember, but I'm going to say it anyway, preservation of lineage, family lineage. This is one other thing that the Sharia preserves. And so the last thing that I mentioned, do you all remember what it was? The preservation of wealth. And that's what the Sharia, and one of the other things that the Sharia does, where it preserves the wealth of the people. So I ask again, what is wrong with Islamic Sharia? You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.